Welcome to episode 587 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and brings us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents Sandy, Donna, and Anna, and joining us again this week is Amy!
Yay!
The favorite.
The favorite.
Well, of course. Of course.
So today we are spotlighting an incredible journey through the Greek Isles hosted by Amy on board the beautiful Azamara Onward. From breathtaking coastlines to unforgettable cultural experiences, Amy is leading her group on a truly immersive adventure. Let's dive into the stories, moments, and magic of this amazing voyage. I can't wait for this. Azamara is one of my favorite cruise lines.
So if you're listening to this podcast, you know a secret now, and you can't tell anybody else, because the secret is, yes, I will be on this group. These are my friends, but I'm not advertising it publicly that I'm hosting it, because if there are people on it I don't know, I really don't want them to know I'm on it, because I'm going to be there on vacation with my friends. But you know if you're listening, and that is what you get out of being like a podcast listener of this. Mm-hmm. So you're welcome. Yeah. Go ahead. Your favorite, you were saying?
Oh, so I was going to say, what made you choose Azamara and this itinerary?
That's a really good question. Well, I had been on an Azamara cruise 2 years ago in Europe to a different location. And I went in with some indifferent, like, okay, I'll try this cruise ship out, see what it's like. People talk about it a lot. I didn't have high or low expectations. I just went in. And I loved it. I loved it because it's a smaller ocean cruise line. So like you're thinking about maybe Royal Caribbean or Norwegian, and you're thinking thousands of people. And the newer ships have many thousands of people. The cruise ship we're going to be on specifically, passenger-wise, has 670 passengers at full capacity. So it's a smaller ship. It's not so small that you're not going to have like a lot of there's still entertainment. There's still a lot of bars, different dining venues. There's pros and cons to all sizes of ships. This was a perfect one, kind of in the middle on the lower end. The food was amazing. Sandy, you've been, Lindsay, you've been on one?
Yes, I've been on several times.
So with Azamara, back me up on this, because every ship has their buffet section for breakfast or dinners. And I always tend to avoid it for dinner because it's kind of just mass produced food. And I don't even want to call this a buffet. Although it's buffet in form, you're going through a line. It was top quality food on this thing.
Yeah. And you'll see people lining up to look at the menu because it changes
every night right.
for the theme. And so it's quite the thing to figure out what
really
the theme
good.
Is going to be.
We ate there probably half the nights, and their seafood night and their sushi and Nigerian, everything was amazing. Amazing. But then you also do have the main dining room, and that's great. And like, that's the menu, and that's beautiful, and it's great food too. There are two specialty dining venues. I think there's a steakhouse and a seafood house. I did the steakhouse. I did not try the seafood.
So and I think that was one of the best place. This is the first time I've really heard somebody rave about a buffet.
Yeah.
And you seem more excited about the buffet than the main dining.
I have to say, I tell everybody, don't avoid it.
It's so different. It's such a different concept. And there are some other smaller cruise lines that also focus on this. And I think this is, like you said, this is a sweet spot. This size of all of Azamara's ships, I think, are 500 to 670 people. So you're really getting that nice mix of people, but the buffet allows you to have the variety that having, 10, 20, 30 restaurants on a bigger ship.
And it's a
would
small,
have
in
a better
venue.
Quality of food because,
yeah.
oh, cause they're making it for less people.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Really
so
good.
It's not, okay. So I think that's one of my biggest hangups with a buffet is one reason, one thing I don't like hands going like, it grosses me out. But another is the buffets are can be massive.
Crazy.
And it's overwhelming.
And people are crazy.
And it stresses me out to where I'm just like, forget it.
Bacon and toast, putting it
and
back.
And I just, well, I never put anything back, but it overwhelms me. So is it like,
It's very small and intimate.
It's a more manageable. Okay, I like that.
And there's not like a middle section. It's like two or three areas, and it's not huge. And I will say, speaking about people who do toast and put it back, there's a different clientele on Azamara. It's not, I won't say it's not kid friendly. It's not like an adult only, but it's definitely adult oriented. I don't even know if they have a kids club, honestly. They might.
So probably like maybe older, very well-traveled.
No. They probably more well-traveled kids.
I did see families with older kids, a lot, you know, teenagers and young adults. I saw that, but sorry.
But yeah, this is definitely a different experience than you're going to find on the larger ships. So you have on here the itinerary.
Yes.
You go over. And I know I've been to Greece. You've been to Greece before.
Yes.
So what was it about this? So one of the things that I think we can all agree on loving about Azamara is that they go to smaller ports because it's a smaller ship. So you're getting into some areas that you wouldn't have access to on a larger cruise line. And you're getting to stay later in the evening.
Yes.
Sometimes even having an overnight. So what was it about this itinerary? Because I know it's so hard to pick an itinerary with this cruise line, in particularly because I want to do them all.
Well, so really quick, let me plug something really quick. I only have 3 cabins left as of the date of this podcast, which is the 5th of February, 2026. 3 cabins left. They're all Ocean View balconies. I chose this itinerary because I wanted to go in the fall, which is kind of, you know, it's a little bit less expensive, a little bit less crowded, but the weather is still great. So it sails out of Athens on September 19th. I chose a 7-day itinerary. I really hemmed and hawed over one I loved that was like an 11 or 12 night itinerary. I really hemmed and hawed over that because there was an overnight on that itinerary. But I just decided 7 nights is a lot more manageable. And then adding on nights pre and post, if people want to, is really easy, especially since I'm going on this and my friends are going on it. We aren't retired yet. A lot of us are empty nesters. Not me yet, but I'm close. Some are empty nesters. Nobody's retired. So it's really hard to take off 2.5 weeks at a time. So I chose a 7-night itinerary, September 19th through the 25th. Is that right? Yeah. One thing, so it does hit Santorini. And most people think Greece. They're like, I want to go to Santorini and Mykonos. That's all they think about. So many other islands there. Rhodes is one of my, has anybody else been to Rhodes?
No, but you've raved about it many times.
Yes, thank you for remembering that, Donna. I love it, and I cannot wait to go back there. One thing you'll notice, and you guys can see this, but just so I can say it, the ports that we're staying in, there are no overnights on this one, but the earliest we leave any port is, I think we have a 6 p.m. one night. All the rest are 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., which is awesome to me. Yeah. You don't hit Mykonos on this cruise. So what we're all going to do is go to Mykonos after for a couple extra nights. So there's an option for you. But yeah, the weather, the lower crowds, and the lower price. And I'm just going to say, can I just tell people like what the price is? I only have 3 cabins left. So
you
I'm just
by
tell
the time
front,
we air, you might have sold the cabins.
I might have. That's the thing. So today's February 5th. If my last 3 cabins are not sold by, I think it's at some point in March, and I have to look at the dates, I have to give them back to Azamara. This is a sold-out cruise right now, so when Azamara gets those, they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
I have the last 3 cabins. They are. Did I already say they're Ocean View Balcony? They're. Mm-hmm. I have both category V2 and V3. So they are either $5,200, that's for 2 people in a cabin total, or $5,400 for 2 people.
That is an insane price.
Insane in the memory.
That's an insane price.
It is insane.
I think they might be gone after this podcast.
And if you act now. Yeah, it's and just remember, it includes all your food, except the specialty restaurants. But with my Gap points, I'm going to include a specialty restaurant for everybody in my group. All food. It includes the beverage package. which both alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks, and it includes the gratuities. The only thing you need to worry about is Wi-Fi if you want it. And there's all these little packages you can add to it. But
And I will say, just a plug for Asmar again, they do offer 24-hour room service, which
stellar for breakfast you every morning.
Get up at a different time, or if you want to get up early and read on your balcony. Or they have these fabulous egg chairs. I know no one gives a crap about but me, but I'm...
I have a picture of my daughter in one.
I can live in these egg chairs, and I like to get up super early in the morning. But this allows you to do that. You get your breakfast early, and then you can go do your thing. There's entertainment on board. The Oz Amazing Evening.
Yes, yes. Talk about that. Yes.
So is that? Do they do that instead of a formal night? Is that, or do they do a formal? Or do they do kind of formal?
It's not. They don't really have a formal night. No. I would say it's more casual.
This is relaxed.
You know what?
Understated
I don't really care
luxury.
For a formal night. If I'm gonna be honest, I don't really care to pack heels and sparkles and.
But you can dress like that. You will see some people dress like that, but it's not mandatory. And there's a white night.
Oh, there's, fun!
What is? So, oh my God! There's an ABBA night in one of the discos, which is you have to hit ABBA night.
The Oz Amazing Evening sounds really cool. Where it's off ship. It's not on the ship. It's off the ship is what
I was
either. Reading about.
Mostly
it could be either.
Yeah, okay. It could be on too.
It's a surprise magical
cultural,
experience.
Like, cultural experience in the Destin. I think that's really neat.
Yeah, it is
cool. I like that.
So you could have a concert surrounded by these ancient ruins. Or
I think that
you
was
could
in Turkey.
Have, or you could have an opera singer that normally you'd pay a lot of money to see, or you could these unique special experiences that just add. It's like the icing on an already delicious cake. It's just that little extra something, and they do it very well. It makes you wanna. It makes like I want to experience all of them.
I will say
this is really cool.
The sweet spot of just the number of people, you really get to know your oh my gosh, the workers, I can't think, the employees on the ship. You get to know certain ones really well. Was it you, Lindsay, that said, somebody was telling me that, no, I think it was Leah, another agency, but adjacent to Outlander, that talked about her bartender on one of her first Asmara cruises. Did y'all hear that story?
Yeah.
And then like years later, she went back and he was there and he remembered her. She sent him a letter. She had, it was just crazy. Yeah. So you really get to know the employees.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's nice. And Anna, I know, so you're asking, how can I book this cruise, right? Because you want to go
next. Yes. Please tell me what I want to join. Tell me what to do.
Contact your favorite Outlander travel agent and say, I want to go on the Group Greek cruise. And if your agent says, what Group Greek cruise? Say the one Amy has. And so we all know each other.
Yeah. We'll figure it
out. Yeah,
Yeah, the people on the podcast will know exactly what you're talking about. if your favorite agent is not a regular on the podcast, they might not know yet.
Well, I think I want to go. Who's going to come with me?
See?
I wanted to go, but
don't act like you. I'm not there. I'm not. No, if you have any problems, which
incognito.
You won't have, don't come
you're
to me.
Have a little disguise. Always,
exactly. Exactly. Amy who? Oh, Amy eating in the buffet. Oh, that Amy.
So, Amy at are you doing pre too, or just post? Are you doing post Mykonos, or are you doing?
Yeah. So we're gonna do. Some of the people might vary a little bit. Right now, we're doing 2 nights pre in Athens, and we're gonna do all this stuff in Athens. It starts and ends in Athens, so it's round trip for air. And then we're going to at the end. Fly over to Mykonos and stay some are 2 nights, some are 3 nights.
I think that's such a smart way to experience Mykonos too, because you're not
Mykonos.
Just getting back on because you want to do in the evening. You want to be kind of,
you know, honestly, if you've, I don't know. And other people I've traveled with have said the same thing. Santorini's great. You're there. You have to see it. Great. Go see it. Mykonos was my favorite. Of the two. Like, I also really, really, really loved Crete. So, and no one even thinks about that one. But I love Mykonos. The vibe is just so different than Santorini.
I think you should shout out the other ports that you're doing.
Well, I'm not going to be able to announce to say them. Okay, so we start in Athens. Syros? How would you say that?
I would say
Syros.
Patmos?
at least.
Okay, help me.
Patmos Rhodes.
Marmaray.
That's in Turkey. But
that's Turkey. So it's just the one stop in Turkey and then the rest is Greece.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Santorini, Crete, one side of Crete. You don't get to see all of Crete, but we're going to do an excursion to the other side of Crete, which is my favorite part of Crete, which is where Spinalonga, the island, is. The leper island. Did you all know about that? And that's so cool. I love that side. Yeah. So, and yeah, and it's in the fall. So, I mean, we might even dip our toes in the water. It's kind of the end of the season for the islands. I think a lot of those islands close up shop like the end of October.
They do. Yeah. And what's really, really nice, I found when I was there a couple of years ago in October, is a lot of great deals in the stores because they want to get rid of their inventory.
Oh, nice. I was just going to say, this is going to be great
For the year. So, yeah, you can, I mean, I found, you know, half price jewelry and half price shirts and things like that. So, yeah, that's actually, October is a fantastic time to go to Greece.
Good. It's one of the best perks about traveling during shoulder season. All those deals.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about hurricanes there. So that's
it.
Nice.
Is, you know, but it is still windy on the islands. Do get windy, and the waves are kind of wavy. Like, I do remember that.
Yeah, but that can be so pretty.
It's, yeah, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
It adds to.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited. Now I'm going to actually look into maybe seriously joining you.
I know, y'all. So I have a couple friends. I'm like, y'all will get right of first refusal, but I'm just saying I got to get rid of these. So I don't want to have to get them back to Azamara. Yeah. So I feel like it's a great itinerary and it's an amazing price.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good opportunity.
I agree.
And only you listening here will know I'm on it. It's a secret.
Yep.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. If you saw her, no, you didn't.
Oh, Amy's over there somewhere.
Amy would have loved this. Amy would have loved this. I wish she could have been here.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to do that. Yeah. Right?
I'll let her know.
Yeah, and if you book into this, I think I said it, but you will get one free specialty dining as being part of the group.
Nice.
And I think I'm going to have some extra gap points. I got to figure out what I want to do with. It might be onboard credit. It might be something. I don't know. But there will for sure be specialty dining.
Excellent. Well,
that sounds as amazing.
Thank you for letting me just sit here and advertise. I feel like I'm on QVC.
And then that's not all.
If you buy now, I'll throw in a free dining experience. Right. Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Does not include shipping and handling.
Yeah. Right. Taxes and fees are included in that price, by the way.
Air is separate.
Air is extra. Yes. Yes.
Pre and post hotel. Thank you so much, Amy. Yeah. I miss you. So good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
And now I'm really thinking about, you might only have two cabins.
Is there a Disney World somewhere near there?
I mean, Paris. Yeah. It's probably the closest.
Yeah. Well, we do need to do Paris. So.
Oh gosh. Now we gave her an idea.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. And, that's our show for this week.
Thanks for
hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous podcasts on the podcast page at outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you again, Amy. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Anna, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly. Mm-hmm.